Please be seated.
啊，有人说，如果在祷告里头啊，没有感谢的话，那这不太像是祷告。
Some people say that if you don't give thanks during the prayer, then it's not proper.
啊，意思就是说，这个感谢啊，不是只限于某些特定的日子啊，或者时机。
So it implies that thanksgiving is not limited to any special occasion or timing.
啊，感谢应该是存在我们每一天的生活里头啊，每一次的祷告当中。
Thanksgiving or appreciation, gratitude should be something that fills in each one of our day life.
啊，所以圣经里头啊，实在是充满着对神的感谢跟赞美。
We can see from the Bible that it is filled with thanksgiving.
啊，尤其是在诗篇里头，我们更是不断的啊看到这样子的信息。
And it is especially true. You see the messages of thanksgiving unto God in the Book of Psalms.
啊，在我们灵恩会开始的祷告，啊，我们再次的来一起来回忆一下啊，许许多多值得我们感谢的事情。
So as we begin our first day of spiritual convocation, we like to begin our prayer with thanksgiving to God for many blessings.
啊，当然我们在灵恩会当中，我们有特别需要向神祈求的一些事情。
And of course, during this event, we have special things that we like to ask God to take care of it.
那我们也都相信啊，在灵恩会当中是神所特别施恩祝福的。的一段时间
We know that the spiritual convocation is a special blessed day from God.
我们很多的时候，我们的祈求啊，在灵恩会当中，神来应允我们。
God will answer our prayer during this event.
啊，所以这也是一个蒙受祝福、蒙受恩典的一个机会。
This is an opportunity that we can obtain grace and blessing from God.
哦，所以我们也很有信心的，在开始的时候。我们就再一次的来献上我们的感谢。
So we should be filled with faith as we begin our prayer with thanksgiving.
啊，那我要用诗篇六十五篇跟大家一起来做这个回想。
I'd like to use Psalm 65 as our mutual encouragement.
请看诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
六十五篇第三节。
Psalm 65 verse 3.
罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions.
啊，本来我们在神面前都是罪人，我们在罪孽当中所生，啊，我们被罪所辖制。
Previously, we were all sinners before God, for we were steeped in sin ever since birth.
啊，所以在这里大卫说罪孽胜了我们。
And this is why David says that we were overwhelmed by sins.
啊，那今天因为靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，啊，我们不再被罪所辖制。
Today, through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, we are no longer under the bondage of sin.
那我们也必须承认啊，在我们的生活当中，仍然存有一些的软弱跟一些的过患。
And we have to admit that, and we still have human frailties and weaknesses.
啊，这里大卫说，那我们的过患呢，你都要赦免。
But David says here that God will forgive us of our transgressions.
就像圣经所应许的啊，每当我们反省，我们在祷告当中来向神承认，来向神悔改，啊，主耶稣啊，再一次的来赦免我们。
Just as the Scripture promises us that whenever we repent of our sins in prayer, the blood of Christ will wash us clean again.
啊，所以让我们能够不断的啊，来拥有平安，拥有自由。
Let us pursue for the everlasting peace and joy.
如果过患没有得到赦免，那么就没有报，就常常得不到平安，不能够拥有自由。
If our transgressions are not forgiven, then we will never obtain peace and liberty.
啊，为什么我们能够常常有那种最平安、最自由的生活呢？就是因为主耶稣不断的赦免。
The reason why we are able to live our lifewith freedom and also peace is because Lord Jesus' blood continued to forgive us.
再请看诗篇六十五篇第四节。
Psalm 65 verse 4.
第四节，你所拣选使他亲近你， 住在你院中的这人变为有福，我们必因你的居所、你的圣殿的美福知足了。
Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple.
啊，再来啊，这个让我们再一次的来感谢这拣选的恩典。
So we can give thanks for this simple pleasure.
啊，我们并不是最好的啊，但是主耶稣的怜悯、主耶稣的爱，他拣选我们。
We are not the best there is, but still, because of the love of God, He has chosen us.
啊，保罗对这个拣选他有很深刻的感受。
And Paul has a very deep thoughts concerning our election.
啊，他自我的反省，他说：“其实我可以算是一个罪魁。”
As he reflected his life, he considered himself to be the chief of all sinners.
啊，但是主耶稣也一样是爱他，主耶稣也拣选他。
Nevertheless, the love of Christ continues to love him and chose him.
啊，他甚至说这个拣选是在创世以前就已经拣选了。
And Paul stated that this choosing was predetermined since the creation of the world.
作诗篇六十五篇的大卫，他对这个拣选也是有那么深刻的这种体会。
David, who's the psalmist for Psalm 65, also share the same deep thoughts.
啊，他本来只是一个很平凡的为父亲在牧羊的一个牧羊人。
Previously, he was just an ordinary shepherd.
啊，但是神却从这羊群当中来拣选他。
And yet, God chose him out of the many.
啊，让他成为这以色列的王。
So that he was elevated to become the king of Israel.
哦，但是这个还不是最宝贵、最重要的。
But this is not the most important or precious.
啊，最重要的就是因为他的被神的拣选，所以他成为一个能够亲近神的人。
The most important that is that because God chose him, he could now become someone who is close to God.
今天有许许多多的人是啊，真的有那个心要拜神。
And nowadays, we do have many people who are truly desiring to seek after God.
啊，就像我们这样子的，这么热切的要来寻求神，要来拜神。
Just like we do, seeking after God zealously.
啊，但是今天我们蒙拣选，我们真的是能够就近神、亲近神。
But today, there's a difference. God has chosen us, and we are given the opportunity to draw close to Him.
啊，有很多人是非常热切的、非常热心的，但是并没有真的拜到神，并没有真的亲近神。
There are people who are very zealous in their cause, but they are not really drawing close to God, nor are they chosen.
啊，大卫说，因为我的被拣选，所以我能够在神的居所，在神的圣殿啊，来享有美福。
And David says that because I was chosen, that's why I can come to the holy temple of God.
啊，我们也参考一下诗篇二十七篇。
Refer Psalm 27.
诗篇二十七篇第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4.
第四节有一件事，我曾求主。我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在神的殿中，仰望他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
这个亲近神啊，这真的是一件人生最大的福气之一。
Drawing close to God is truly one of the greatest blessing in our life.
啊，我们存着这种渴慕的心来到神的面前。
As we come before God with a thirsty heart,
啊，神用各种不同的层面来让我们看到他的荣美、他的伟大、他的美好。
And God uses, He reveals to us His awesomeness through various levels and aspects.
啊，大卫说，在神的殿中来向神求问。
David says that he comes to the house of the Lord to inquire of God.
啊，这个世界上还有哪一个这种辅导者能够像主耶稣这么的啊这么的好
？Who else in the world could be as wonderful as our counselor Christ？
啊，我们任何的问题，我们可以来向主耶稣求问。
No matter what problems we are facing, we can present them to God。
啊，他 总是能够给我们最好的指引，最好的答案。
And Lord can always provide us with the best guidance and answer.
啊，祷告就是感，就是一种的感谢。
To pray is a form of thanksgiving. 啊，
我们再请翻回诗篇六十五篇。
Turn back to Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇第九节。
Psalm 65, verse 9.
你坚固地降下透雨，使大地回美。神的河满了水，你这样浇灌了地。
You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have ordained it.
在当时的时代，这个土地对他们来讲是非常的重要。
In the old days, the land is considered very important.
啊，借着土地的所出产的这些作物，啊，能够维持他们的生活。
Through the harvested crop, people's lives can be sustained.
啊，不但要有土地啊，而且还有那个天上所降下来的这个雨。
It's not enough just to have the farmland. You also require the rain from heavens.
啊，地就摆在眼前。
For the land lies before you.
啊，但是这个雨呢，啊，是需要这个神的眷顾。所以能够按时候降下来的。
But the rain is really a blessing of God, for it rains in due seasons.
所以这个自然界的这些所产生的事情，这个跟他们的生活是有关系的。
So the things that happen in the natural world really have an impact on their lives.
我们请再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
你浇灌地的犁沟润平犁脊，降甘霖使地软和，其中花长的蒙你赐福。
You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops.
当他们能够有丰收的时候，他们的生活就是美好的、满足的。
When these people experience bumper crops, then their lives are very blessed.
所以他们大卫啊，感谢神这种眷顾的恩典。
And David really thank God for watching over them.
今天我们的生活形式跟过去的他们不一样。
Today our livelihood has changed quite differently from the old days.
但是我们的生活仍然是充满着神对我们的这种眷顾。
But we can see that the protection of God still continues to watch.To shower over our lives.
我们个人、我们家庭、我们的教会都不断地在得着神的眷顾。
Whether personally or family or the church, God continues to watch and protect them.
好，我们请再看十一节。
It's verse 11.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
You crown a year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance.
真的，每到年终的时候，我们回头一看。在这一年里头，我们真的蒙神许许多多的带领跟眷顾。
As we look back to our year end, we often could experience that there's an abundance of God's blessing and protection.
十二节
，verse 12.
滴在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰。
The grasslands of the desert overflows; the hills are clothed with gladness.
十三节，草场以羊群为衣，谷中。也长满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。
13. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing.
真的，当我们在数算恩典的时候，我们常常发现说，越数算越多，神给我们的总是恩上加恩。
As we begin to count our blessings, we will discover that there are so many of God's blessings, and it's one upon the other.
就是在最不好的时机里头，我们还总是可以去体验到神是我们的依靠。
Even in the worst of times, we can still experience that God is our reliance.
请看第五节。
Verse 5.
拯救我们的神啊，你必以威严秉公义应允我们，你本是一切地极和海上远处人所依靠的。
You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the further seas.
在最艰苦的环境里头，我们还能够拥有神做我们的依靠。
Even under the worst of circumstances, we can still turn to God as our reliance.
常常这种有依靠，就是最大的恩典，最大的满足。
Oftentimes, when we can entrust in someone, that is considered to be the greatest source of comfort and satisfaction.
因为有这个绝对的依靠，所以外在的这个环境有时候就是成为一个很小的事情。
Because we have this rock of reliance, so when things come along and that bother us, they're considered as trifle.
这就是大卫他感谢的原因，也是我们感谢的原因。
This is why David gave thanks and should also be the reason why we should give thanks to God.
再请看第四节。
Verse 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
O you who hear prayer, to you all men will come.
还有这个这么大的恩典，神是听祷告的神。
You can see that God is one who hears prayers.
这个是一个普遍性的恩典，这个也是一个非常个别的恩典。
This can be considered as a common blessing, but also a special blessing.
所以这里说，凡有血气的都要来到主的面前来向他祷告。
It says here that all men should come and hear, come before God, for God will hear your prayer.
而祷告也是那么的个别的，是我们个别来面对神。
For in the prayer, it's when we individually have a communion to God.
这位神他也愿意很个别的，就是为了我们的祈求、我们的事情，他来听我们的祷告，来成全我们的祷告。
This God who is more than willing and cheerful to hear our prayer and fulfill our request.
那为什么我们很真实的来拥有这六十五篇里头所描述的所有的这些神的恩典？
So how can we be really and truly experience all these blessings described in chapter 65?
就是因为神的能力，神的作为。
It is by the mighty power of God.
这记载在诗篇六十五篇的第六节到第八节。
Verse 6-8 in Psalm 65.
第六节，他既以大能束腰，就用力量安定诸山。
Who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength.
一切都是在神的创造以及他的掌控之下。
We know God created everything, and also everything is under His control.
在神没有难成的事情。
In God, there is nothing impossible.
第七节
Verse 7.
使诸海的响声和其中波浪的响声并万民的喧嚷都平静了。
Who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations.
我们人常常遭遇了我们无能为力、没有办法掌控的这种遭遇。
There are moments when we are at the end of our ropes and we really don't know what to do.
但是这里说到说这些神都把它平静了。
But it tells us that God is able to still all these turmoils.
神在我们的生活当中来帮助我们，他来施恩典给我们。
God helps us in our lives and he bestows grace.
所以常常因为神，我们恢复了我们应该有的这种平安跟喜乐。
So oftentimes, because of God, we are able to restore our sense of peace and joy.
第八节
，Verse 8.
住在地极的人因你的神迹惧怕，你使日出日落之地都欢呼。
Those living far away fear your wonders, where morning dawns and evening fades. You call forth songs of joy.
这位神。他的恩典，他的能力不是有范围的极限。
The grace and power of God is without limit.
所以无论我们是什么人，无论我们是在什么地方，他的能力，他的恩典都能够得到。
So regardless of who we are or where we are, the power of God can still reach us.
我们再看第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，西安的人都等候赞美你，说所喜的宴也要向你偿还。
Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled.
啊，我们都是属于锡安的人。
We are all people of Zion.
啊，因为我们都蒙了主耶稣的拣选。
For we have all been chosen by Christ.
啊，我们都在神的国度里头。
And we are citizens of God's kingdom.
啊，所以我们等候神，赞美神。
So we should wait for God and praise Him.
啊，我们向神所立的志，啊，我们是一定可以做得到的。
The vows that we make to God will be completed.
啊，所以我们一起来献上啊我们的赞美，我们的感谢。
So let's all gather together to offer our thanksgiving and praises to God.
啊，在这样的祷告里头，我们所需要的神知道，神也必定为我们来成全。
And with this kind of mindset, then God will hear our prayer and fulfill them.
啊，我相信除了大卫所提到的这些感谢的事情，我们一定还可以想到很多感谢的事情。
Besides all this thanksgiving that David mentioned, I'm sure we can also think of many others.
祷告是感谢。
Prayer is a form of thanksgiving.
啊，让我们用一个感谢的心来做这一次的祷告。
So let's come before God with a heart of gratitude as we petition in our prayer.
啊，不但在这一次，在我们每一次的祷告里头，我们都包含着感谢这一个项目。
So not just this prayer, but in every prayer, let's make sure that we include thanksgiving to God.
啊，让我们每一次的祷告啊，都是很真实的一个祷告。
And this way, our prayer can become genuine.
啊，就好像我一开始所说的，啊，如果没有感谢在里头的祷告，就不算是一种祷告。
Just as I mentioned before, if a prayer has no thanksgiving, it cannot be considered to be a prayer.
好，我们现在可以的话，我们一起到前面来祷告。
So let's come forward to pray.
我们求主耶稣带领祝福我们的灵恩会。
May Lord Jesus Christ bless and guide our spiritual convocation.
你的 name, O Lord Jesus.